سورة ياسين lesson 50 verse 36. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون. سبحان الذي, glory be to Allah. سبحان is basically تسبيح, and تسبيح basically comes from the word سباحة, which means to swim. A sibaha is not an average or normal type of swimming. It is different than swimming underneath the water. Sibaha is to swim, but to keep the body afloat from the water. So we find that this keeping the self, life, above drowning and floating is where the word subhan finds its root. So when we say Subhanallah, we are in fact saying that Allah's name or Allah's essence, or we are trying to keep Allah, our Lord, free from any attributes or any qualities which are lowly and not suitable for Him, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So Tasbih is called Tanzih, and Tanzih means to keep something high, free from anything low. When the Quran uses Subhanallah or Subhanalladhi, it is to show amazement toward the Arab who rejected Allah Ta'ala and His oneness. So they are completely dumbstruck by how high Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is above anything lowly. Now, to understand Tasbih, we need to combine Tahmid and Takbir. Tahmid, we said Tasbih is basically to keep Allah's name high, afloat from anything lowly. So when you say Subhanallah, 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 each time you do that tasbih, you are saying Allah is high, free from anything low. Allah is free from forgetting, free from lacking knowledge. Allah is high above lacking will, lacking power, lacking perfection, lacking mercy, and so forth and so on. When we say Alhamdulillah, Tahmid, then it is not negating anything low, but affirming all positivity. So when we say Alhamdulillah, we say praise be to Allah for His all knowledgeable nature, all full of wisdom, perfection, power, wisdom, mercy, compassion, forgiveness. So Tasbih is to negate anything lowly, and Tahmid is to affirm all positivity. Now when we start our prayer, we say Allahu Akbar, and that is Takbir. And we wave our hands up in the air, saying to ourselves, Allahu Akbar, meaning Allah is far greater. And it's an open-ended statement. There's no qualification afterwards. Why? Because Allah is far greater than anything and everything. You can't limit it. But when we combine Takbir with Tasbih and Tahmid, we are saying Allah is far greater than anything I could ever have negated of lowliness for Him. And Allah is far greater than anything I could have affirmed of beauty and greatness for Him. So we free ourselves from limiting Allah Ta'ala to our human limitations of knowing Him. And we say, Allahu Akbar, Allah is far greater than anything I could have affirmed or I could have negated. This verse says, Subhanalladhi, glory be to Him, to the One, khalaqal azwaja kullaha, who created everything in pairs. It's really food for thought here for your soul, that if you think about the perfection and the flawless nature of creation, that everything is created in pairs. We have night and day, we have black and white, we have rich and poor, we have contentment and being greedy, we have selfishness, we have a sharing nature, we male and female in all species and everything. So we find this perfection and flawlessness in the creation, in the opposites. And the opposites are what completes this dunya. For if there was no nighttime, none of us would ever have experienced the beauty of sunrise. And if nothing ever got stolen from us, or we never lost anything, we'd never know what sabr feels like. And we'd never experience the joy of what it feels like to have something returned which was lost. So it would be defective for this dunya. The opposites, the challenges, indicates the flawlessness and the precision and glory and wisdom in the creation. So we say in verse 36, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَزْوَاجَ كُلَّهَا مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضُ وَمِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. And then two things, أَنفُسِهِمْ, are brought to the foyer. One is the pairs of things which grows in the earth. Of what? Of dates, trees, crops, fruits. And how Allah Ta'ala made them from various tastes, smells, forms, shapes, leaves, different leaves of trees, different types of branches, flowers, different forms of its fruits, some of which grow individually and others combined. And along with the expanded four natures, we could say, of heat, coldness, moistness, moisture, dryness, and all the different uses taken from each of them. In other words, we are being taught here of the multiplicity of this world, the plurality, the differences, that nothing is just one way. But all of this beauty comes from one source, and that is the creator of these things. And therefore we say, Subhanallahi, glory be to him who could have created all these differences in pairs and in such meticulousness and in such with such beauty and excellence. And then says, Wa min anfusihim, and then within yourselves, do we look within ourselves that our qualities here are all created? Our qualities are created. Sometimes we are happy, sometimes not. Sometimes we are rich, sometimes we are poor. Sometimes angry, sometimes calm. Sometimes we are content and sometimes we are not. Sometimes we are in love and sometimes we are not in love. These qualities are created. Allah has created these qualities within us. We don't create our own qualities. So once we come to know the beauty of creation outside, our attention is drawn to ourselves. Do we know ourselves? Can we see the marvel of creation within us and on the outside? And for that reason, the Quraysh and the Kuffar of Quraysh was stunned when this was brought right before them. Glory be to your Lord who creates in pairs everything within the earth. Do you not see? And within yourselves. And the verse ends, وَمِمَّا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, and things you have no knowledge about. There are things which we are not aware of. For example, the depths of the ocean and the heavens up there, we have no knowledge about them. Are we aware that we are a ball suspended in space and that it's spinning and moving around the sun, and that there's such perfection that we are just not feeling that and can walk calmly on this earth, and that we receive light from another planet or another ball of fire, the sun, which just perfectly hits the moon, so when this earth spins around, it gets light and still light in the dark. Isn't this perfection? Isn't that worth saying, Subhanallah, Subhanalladhi khalaqa azwaja kullaha, who has created everything in such perfection, from within the earth, from within yourselves, and that which you know not. This verse starts the same way Surah Isra starts, the Surah Isra. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi, glory be to the one. And from here we can learn, we understand that when a verse starts with Subhanalladhi or Subhanallah, it is in fact to show how in awe and how dumbstruck the kuffar were, because they had no response and combat to these things. It was all real. Asra bi'abdihi, who took his servant on a sayr, on a travel, and we are all on that travel. Laylan, at night. Laylan is tawkid, does not have to be there, because sayr and asra is night already. Min al masjid al aqsa, the masjid al haram, from the sanctified mosque in Mecca, which symbolizes the body. Ila al masjid al aqsa, the furthest mosque in Aqsa, symbolizing the ruh. It's a journey of body and soul. لِنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِهِ. Why? So we could show this mercy to creation, our ayat, our signs. And are we witnessing these signs and in awe saying Subhanallah? بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ. Allah has blessed these surroundings. لِنُرِيَهُ, so that he may be witness آيَاتِنَا, that Allah's signs. إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Allah sees and hears everything. I think in a future session we should do a tafsir on this verse of Surah Isra. So apologies if I left out anything in the verse. But the point here for us in Surah Yasin is that the verses that starts with tasbih and tahmid, and which starts with takbir, if there are any, there are symbolisms in these ayat which we need to connect to. For us here, tasbih, subhanallah, indicates the awe, reverence that is due to Allah Ta'ala, His transcendence in the way He has created things in perfection and meticulousness and flawlessness. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.